Time to bring in Elliot Friedman from the NHL on Sportsnet.
Get his thoughts on baseball?
Well, yeah, I know we're going to get some pucks in deep and try and create time and space tonight, Elliot. But what'd you make of that Blue Jays bullpen and what's going on with this Blue Jays bullpen?
I will say, Arash, that was the dominant question at this morning's availability. Both Logan Couture and Brent Burns, both of whom are big Blue Jays fans, and Burns was actually wearing a Blue Jays toque at his availability, were asked more about the bullpen than they were about tonight's game against Team Europe, it seemed.
And what did those boys have to say about it?
Well, Couture laughed. He just said, look, that's not a question for me to answer. But, you know, I think Couture is a bit of a different case, and I'll get to that in a minute. I think he was a bit more serious. Burns was just, like, saying, you know, tough to watch, and that's about it. I was watching at home last night. I couldn't believe it. When I saw how much Osuna missed his location with on that one that got hit out, I mean, it was pretty shocking. You don't see that too often.
Arash and I were talking, Elliot, about what's grabbed this city and what's grabbed this country right now, and we're talking about both topics. We're juxtaposing the Jays and the World Cup. In your opinion, what's really grabbing people?
Well, Toronto here, I think it's the Jays. I don't think there's any question about that. The other night there was that big game against the Orioles against Game 1 of the final, and you know the viewing party wasn't that large here. It wasn't like Jurassic Park or when the Leafs were in the playoffs in 2013. It wasn't comparable.
I think you're being generous, Elliot.
Yeah, well,
saying it wasn't that large.
a generous guy. That's me, Domo. But yeah, in Toronto, it wasn't even comparable. But then, and you know, when I heard the number for our TV was 1.5 on Tuesday, I was like, oh my God, what was the World Cup number? And then I heard it, that was 2.1. So
yeah.
I think, you know what it shows, Damian and Arash? It shows that people are starving for something to cheer for hockey-wise in this country that last year really sucked. And they're hoping it's still, I mean, maybe in Toronto we're all Blue Jays and nobody can blame them for that, but nationally they are watching these hockey games.
If, as expected, Team Canada wraps up this final tonight, what is going to be the dominant storyline out of this World Cup?
I just think it's that this is a golden generation of Canadian players. That when like if they win tonight, since they lost to Russia, when they lost to Russia, they are 16-0. I'm sorry, when they lost to the U.S. at the Olympics, they're 16-0. And you know that's who are those guys? It's Weber, it's Doughty, it's Perry, it's Getzlaff. It's, you know, you name the guys who played on all those teams. You
might mention Sidney Crosby, maybe.
Crosby, of course. Bergeron. Yeah. I mean, you can't, you know, you look at those guys, and they are a group of guys who've been as good internationally for Canada as anyone has ever been. Radio.
It's interesting, you know, When you talk about the great combinations up the middle that we've seen in hockey history, you know, Lemieux and Ron Francis when they were together, we can go through a bunch of different, you know, obviously Gretzky and Mark Messier when they were together with the Oilers. When you, Elliot, when you put together Sidney Crosby and Jonathan Toews on the same team, they are awfully hard to beat.
Yes. Yes, they are. And, you know, it's funny, Damon, I mentioned Crosby and Toews. I did mention Crosby and Toews, and they're kind of important guys that should probably lead the conversation.
Kind of, yeah,
right.
But, you know, I think, and you know what? Like, if they go back to the Olympics in 2018 and maybe 2022, I mean, depending on how many international tournaments best on best are played between now and then, how many gold medals and championships are these guys going to end up with?
Right.
And you could make the argument that by the time their careers are done, they could be the greatest international players for Canada ever, and you could probably make a good chance for that argument now.
Elliot Friedman from the NHL on Sportsnet joins us. Okay, let's move a little further into this. Gary Bettman was on this program a couple of days ago, Elliot, and said if the IIHF and IOC don't pay for the expenses and the insurance and the travel, he does not foresee a scenario in which the players will be there in Pyeongchang at the 2018 Winter Olympics. We get part of that as posturing, but But where's your sense now on where things are? Jeez, it's October on Saturday. I mean, we are 15 months away. What's your sense on whether or not the NHL will be there or not in South Korea in 2018?
You know, Arash, I have always believed that whenever these debates come up that the NHL is always going. I've always believed that. This is the one where I'm the most pessimistic. And okay. I had a chance to chat the other night with Rene Fazel, who's here. He's the president of the International Ice Hockey Federation, for those of you who are unaware. And he basically explained it to me this way. He said, look, we get $40 million from the IOC as part of our bit of the TV rights. If we have to pay for everything ourselves, the insurance, the travel, all that stuff, it's going to cost us $20 million. That's half our budget. And we're just not doing that. Like, we can't do that. Like, all the other stuff they say that we do hockey-wise will be eliminated if we have to pay half. Now, the NHL and the NHLPA have an argument to that. They're like, where does all the rest of the ticket money and the TV money go? But that's neither here nor there in this particular case.
Yeah, well, it's none of their business, really. They're going to the Olympics.
Why isn't? Yeah,
well,
but
no, it is
because it is their business.
No, it's, it goes into the coffers of running an Olympic Games.
Well, it's
that's where you think the money goes?
Yeah, I think, Arash, we also know it goes to a lot of places.
Sure, we know exactly where it goes, but that's part of it. That has nothing to do with them. The NBA guys, listen, if it's going to come down to who's making the most money, it's going to be the track and field athletes every single Olympics.
Well, hold on a second. Like, they're not asking for money to be paid for. Like, that's not what this is about. Their thing is, hey, it's travel. And it's hospitality and it's insurance. As long as that's taken care of, they're going. But the other issue here is, and I asked Fazel about this, is the one question he wouldn't answer, is that, and I mentioned this before, Damian, I believe this is a political thing. Rene Fazel backed Thomas Bach's last opponent for the IOC leadership, and right. There's belief that he's being punished. And I said, do you think that that's the case? And he basically says, you're going to have to ask Thomas Bach that with a big smile on his face. So I do think that there is some of this is some stuff that's out of the NHL's hands.
But do we not believe that the IOC simply does not care whether or not they're NHL players in their hockey tournament?
They may not care, but does NBC care?
And how much does NBC really care? What's NBC? Elliot, what is NBC's target audience for an Olympics?
I think you want every viewer you can get. Like,
that's fair.
Liked the target audience. I mean, we all know that, I know from working Olympics, you guys know from watching Olympics, that the Olympics brings out a whole bunch of people who don't normally watch sports.
Correct.
But that doesn't mean that if you have a chance to get all of your fans who like watching best-on-best hockey, too, I don't get that. To me, best-on-best makes it a more valuable property as much as anything.
At what cost, though?
Yeah, but you know what? I got to tell you, Elliot, every time I hear this and we're, you know, the talk this week, well, maybe, it depends, it's all that. I just get the sense that, and this has been an ongoing issue now for years and years, NHL owners remain divided or ambivalent about participation in the Olympics.
More ambivalent than divided.
You know, a lot of them say, why are we going?
Right.
Why are we going to South Korea? The games are going to be in the middle of the night. My guys have... are going to be jet-lagged and exhausted when they get back.
Why are we interrupting our season?
Why are we doing this? And I think the larger view held by Bettman and some of the owners has carried the day for more than a decade now. But I think they want to say it's about the insurance and the money and all that. To my mind, it's more about the ambivalence of owners.
You know, Damian, I won't argue that. I think you're right. To a very large degree. I think there are a lot of owners who would prefer it didn't happen, and we saw some of that get voiced a bit when John Tavares got hurt last time in Sochi.
Right.
Remember how angry the Islanders got. But, yep. You know, I think, personally, I think it's a myopic view. I think that the NHL being tied into the Olympics is never a bad thing, but I know that a businessman's going to take that argument and say, I don't care, just show me where the dollars are. I think the other thing, too, that's interesting, guys, it kind of got lost yesterday or 2 days ago and everything else. But to me, Bill Daly's answer on Alexander Ovechkin was fascinating, where he was asked, you know, Ovechkin says if he's going, And what happens if the NHL doesn't go? And Bill Daly said, well, that's going to be between Alexander Ovechkin and his hockey club. And, you know, what happens if Russia says, what's going to happen then, guys, if somebody says, he says, okay, I'm going, and Malkin says, okay, I want to go, and then maybe, I don't know, Sidney Crosby says, you know what, I'd love to play for Canada. It's got to be one or the other, right? Like, I can't see, like, I'm sitting here thinking about this and going, how's it going to work if it's left up to individual teams and players?
I have a hard time believing, while Crosby in particular is going to leave the Pittsburgh Penguins if they have five or six games to go play in Pyeongchang.
That would just be spitballing his name. But Ovechkin is the flashpoint, obviously.
Ovechkin might be different.
Yeah. Miles to go before we sleep on that one. Team Canada, Team Europe, World Cup Game 2 tonight. Elliot, we appreciate it. Enjoy it over there, man.
All right, guys. Have a great night. Enjoy the ball game.